Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Al-Qanul Fukara. I'm going to read the first paragraph of a text from Sheikh Isa. This is number 438. The title is Humility Derives from Discernment. The necessity for the virtue of humility results from the discernment between the real and the illusory, in the sense that the perception of the real implies the consciousness of the unreality of that which is not him. Hence, the effacement of the thinking subject, not as consciousness, of course, but as individual. Quote, I am he who is, thou art she who is not, end of quote, God said to one soul. In the Shahada, the affirmative demands the negation, the ithbat determines the nafi. He goes on from there, but I'll stop. I just wanted to say that here again, Sheikh Isa talks about the importance and the primacy of discernment. And in this text, he attaches discernment to the virtue of humility and says pretty much that if one is not perfectly humble, that means one has more to discern. One has more unreality to sort out from that which is real. He also says, and I'll quote this part again, discernment between the real and the illusory in the sense that the perception of the real implies a consciousness of the unreality. He defines here, stresses the difference between knowing something and being conscious of something. And that's a very, very important principle for the spiritual path, because there are a lot of things that we can know. We know, for example, that God is real and the world is not real. We know that, but are we really conscious of that? Are we conscious of that in our own lives and in our own experiences? Because if we're not conscious of it in our own lives and experiences, then it's simply an idea. It's not something that has really become part of us. In this connection, it's necessary to say that the path is constantly this process of interrogating the world, ourselves, our souls, and our minds on the question, is it real or is it illusory? And that we have to do that ceaselessly in order to be able to answer these fundamental questions. Now, it turns out to be kind of a property of a path that it is in many ways necessary to look at what isn't real in order to discern what in fact is real. That one has to start with the negation of that which one thinks is real but isn't, in order to find that which is. The shortest shorthand for that is the Hindu formulation, neti neti, not this, not this. But we really needn't go quite so far afield to find it. It's certainly prefigured in the Shahada, in which the nafi precedes the ithbat, in which we say there is no God but God. And that prefigures our process here of asking what is and isn't real, of knowing what isn't real, so that we can find what is. Wallahu a'lam.